You know, each month really has a message. You have to intentionally push forward to receive and manifest the blessings that you receive from the fall feast. After Solomon built the temple, his biggest challenge was dealing with counterfeit temples. You need to make sure that you're building something that's really from the Lord and it's authentic to your calling, your identity, and your purpose.
In this episode of the Kurt Landry Podcast, we're breaking down the Hebrew month of Shavuot. And so, Rabbi, as usual, I love to kind of start from a base level and kind of work our way into especially these Hebrew month episodes. So, right off the top, what is the Hebrew month of Shavuot?
Shavuot, you know, each month really has a message. And the message of Shavuot is it's time to flow forward or to fall backward. This is a month, you've come through the fall feast, you have all the sanctification, empowerment, blessings from that, and now this is a time when basically you have to intentionally push forward to receive and manifest the blessings that you receive from the fall feast.
Okay, so we've got a base level understanding. Is there a, say, a prophetic significance of at least this Hebrew year, 5786, with the Hebrew month of Shavuot?
Absolutely. I'm going to share a few things that this month, that happened in this month biblically, and then we can kind of learn from those lessons. The first one is, it comes out of Genesis 7:11, and this happened on the 17th of Shavuot. And according to Jewish tradition, the flood during the days of Noah, the flood began. And it's interesting because this is also in the month of Shavuot when this is a time when the seasonal rains, the first rains of the new year after Rosh Hashanah. This is when they actually come. This is when the aquifers and the cisterns and, you know, remembering that Israel's a desert, this is the year when this is the month when the water is collected. But it's also when the flood started with Noah. So how do you kind of prophetically look at that? Well, there's two opportunities here. Rain is symbolic of prosperity, life, and growth. But a flood is destruction. So that's kind of the lesson of Shavuot, is that you kind of have to be prepared to administrate or be ready for Shavuot. To give you an example, when you're building a house, you have to build the house according to the level, and you need to excavate around the property to be able to keep the water going around the house and not through the house, okay? So that's a choice that's made when you're doing the dirt work. When you buy a piece of land, you say, okay, this is where the Lord, so to say, show me where to build, and now I need to be able to do some homework and on the elevations and be able to see where the water comes, even though you're not there during a flood. It may be a dry day when you're doing the excavation. Most of the time it is. But you need to be able to engineer according to when a flood does come. And so the month of Shavuot is very much that way. You have received the awakening at Rosh Hashanah. You had the 10 days of awe to sanctify. You received the sealing of the redemption on Yom Kippur. And now you go into Sukkot, to where you renew your covenant with God. So now it's time to go. So when you're going, you need to anticipate that whatever you're going to build spiritually in your life, you need to be able to say, I need to be prepared for the spiritual warfare of potential floods. I also need to be spiritually prepared for rain, which is prosperity. I need to be prepared for promotion and transfers of wealth.
So at least this year, I mean, not saying necessarily you have to go and like pass biblical years, but as a general kind of I don't want to say theme, but let's just say area of intentionality and maybe concern. So maybe we go back and forth here, right, Rabbi? What has been a consistent theme of intentionality that you've either seen from your part or outside forces? And then where is that attack kind of maybe has come in this season to where you've really had a critique or the intentionality of being into alignment with God's timing, especially in 5786, but kind of what have you seen in years past?
Well, you know, there are two other things that happen in the month of Shavuot is when it's the finishing of the first temple, Solomon's temple, and that's in 1 Kings 6:38. So the actual dedication of it was delayed until the month of Tishri, but the temple was finished. And the biggest thing that Solomon had to do, and this is such a lesson, what after Solomon built the temple, his biggest challenge was dealing with counterfeit temples, okay? So there was people that were saying, no, we're going to build a temple, and they're counterfeit. And that this is a month where you need to make sure that you're building something that's really from the Lord, and it's authentic to your calling, your identity, and your purpose. And so, and I would say this year, the biblical year, 5786, six, the number of man or humanity, I think the Lord is, I had a conversation just driving into the studio here in Oklahoma with a pastor friend of mine, and he asked Daryl a very similar question. And I said, what's happening right now is the Lord is rooting out. One of the other things about a flood is a flood will expose the roots of trees that are along creeks and rivers. And I think right now there's an exposure happening. You see it in our government. There's an exposure of issues that were root issues that were covered up and kind of ignored in the past. Now they're being brought forward. Well, the same thing's happening to you and I in the spirit. That's why it's so important when we have these months of Teshuvah, which we just came out of, that we have an understanding that the cleansing and the sanctification and the repentance and the forgiveness is for our protection. It's not like to shame us or to bring condemnation.
So not to bring politics or too much world events into it, but I kind of feel like it's pretty timely, Rabbi. September 10th, the Charlie Kirk assassination. September 11th, right? The next day. So it was kind of a back-to-back day type of thing. And some timely deaths of some pretty prominent pastors and preachers across the country. A ton of stuff kind of going on, right? Where do you see, especially with the Hebrew month of Shavuot, how important is this Hebrew month for people listening, people watching, to really dive into the teaching, the actual significance? I mean, you've already walked through a little bit of the prophetic significance, but especially with such high emotion and things are really kind of going in one direction, right? Right now, just in the world, but, you know, even with a couple of those events that I just mentioned, and especially some of these prominent pastors and preachers passing away even the past week or two unexpectedly, right? How important is the Hebrew month of Shavuot for the direction 5786, and especially trying to finish up the year, like let's just say the Gregorian year, right? For people rounding out the rest of the year for themselves.
Yeah, well, I can tell you that a lot of what I'm going to be teaching between now and the end of the year, going to January 1, 2026, is on emotional intelligence. And there's not a lot of teaching biblically or spiritually about the asset of emotional intelligence. I'm blessed because one of my life coaches, Steve Gutzler, that's actually his specialty is emotional intelligence. Now, I'm going to tell you why Shavuot is so important is because this is a month of a lot of shifting and change, good and bad, like the flood, like finishing the temple, counterfeit temples arising, all those types of things. And in the midst of a lot of change and activity, This is a time where you need to intentionally, on purpose, be walking in the fruit of the Spirit of love, peace, joy, temperance, kindness, long-suffering, of which such there is no law. It's a time to get into intentionality of saying, I'm going to mature emotionally. That's what emotional intelligence, that's basically the thrust of that training. But I can tell you that emotional training is not something that a lot of people are preaching or teaching about. I'm going to into the next year. And one of the reason is because what I have observed, not just in the month of Shavuot, but what I have observed is when people miss the promotion of the opportunity, usually they will self-destruct because of an emotional trigger that they haven't gotten under their control when the promotion comes. And the enemy knows. The enemy knows where that anger is. You need to deal with the woundedness of your past, cut the soul tie with it, and then choose to say, I am not going to react. I'll just use anger or jealousy or strife. I'm not going to do that. And this is a month where emotions are being tested.
Rabbi, I don't think I've quite heard it put that way in terms of the disappointment emotionally from the emotional intelligence. And, you know, that's kind of one thing that, I read a lot into it. I know that, we've done a lot of internal training in terms of emotional leadership along with emotional intelligence. But I've never heard the point to where missing the opportunity, missing the promotion then brings an opposite angle of emotional intelligence into it. So can you speak more into that as people are watching, listening, especially this Hebrew month of Shavuot, on how they can try to avoid some of those missteps in this current season, in this Hebrew month, as they kind of transition throughout?
Well, I'll just give you one example, but it applies to every type of human emotion, you know, whether it's anger, love, jealousy, strife, or striving. I want to deal with striving. Okay. I'll just prophesy to you that this is a month of miracles. This is a month, and I'm talking 5786 right now. This is a month of tremendous breakthrough in miracles. And one of the things, I'll just be transparent, one of the things, I am a type A entrepreneurial, prophetic, apostolic leader that happens to be a rabbi, which means teacher, okay? But I understand who I am. So I understand that I'm type A, which is great. I get stuff done. But also, my biggest warning to Curtis, the type A entrepreneurial, the warning is, just because the Lord blessed you, gave you the vision, and gave you the strategy, doesn't mean Curtis now just takes off and runs down the road all on his own. That's called striving. That's called pride. Okay? So I know that about me. And the Lord knows that. The Lord created me. And guess what? The Lord likes me. He's not trying to crush me. But he does, as kind of a racehorse person, he wants to be able to ride and have me stop when he says stop and not go too fast and leave the rest of the ponies behind. So this is a month where I'd like to really put the pedal to the metal. We have all the blessings. We have the provision. We have the vision. We're getting ready to have our executive leadership planning session. I mean, I'm very clear after the sabbatical, what we need to do for the next 10 years as Curt Landry Ministries. And one of the reasons I'm not sharing the whole 10-year package is because I don't want the other type A's, which House of David CLM is filled with them, seems to be who we attract, probably you who's watching. But my biggest thing is about that is just because you have the money, the health, the vision, and the provision to do it doesn't mean that you say, thank you, Lord. In fact, why don't you push over and let me drive, you know? And uh, It's not. This is a time to really stay humble and ask every day, Lord, what is it you would have me do this day? And that's what I do. Every day I have to do that because I know that my nature is to say, thank you for the plan. I'll get it done. I'll talk to you in about a week. Does that help? I mean,
you know, I'm trying to unpack this a little bit as we've got a few minutes left in this episode. So I kind of want to bring it to a more actionable in the moment type of thing. So like as soon as somebody gets done with this episode, maybe they're listening, they're watching, whatever. Maybe they're, you know, watch this on a replay, watching a second time. What can they actually do right now, Rabbi, right? Because I think you laid out a really good game plan throughout, let's say, the next couple weeks, intentionality, understanding what the actual times are. But like, what can be one or two things that somebody can act on right now, listening, praying into this, you know, diving into scripture, whatever that is, what can they do to actually make this episode actionable for the Hebrew month of Shavuot?
Okay, I'll just, for those of you that are like CLM partners and you follow us, you know that you have to journal. And what you have to do is, what I would do is, in the month of Shavuot, I would review your journaling and look at patterns and look at the journaling and say, okay, I did this and it worked, and then this didn't work. I would identify what works for you. And the other thing I would do is I would take your goals to grow and I would take your workbook and go back and make sure I would update that workbook. I would cross out the stuff that didn't work and you haven't accomplished. And what I would do, either get another book or cross it out. I would just cross it out. And then right below it, this is what I'm going to do. This is a month to fine-tune and adjust your journaling and your goals to grow, to get ready really for the new Gregorian year as we move into that new year. You're into the new year spiritually, but this is a month after you come out of that new year. This is a time to adjust your plans and fine-tune them, and that would be the way to do it. Read your journals. It's something I'm doing right now. And then take my goals to grow and fine tune it. I'm actually trying to get more done with less. So what I'm trying to do, what can I delegate and what can I do that builds the kingdom at the highest level? How do I invest my time, task, and activity to not just bless the ministry, but the kingdom and my family? And this is a month to really kind of hyper-focus on that, make intentional changes, and write it down into your goals to grow.
So one thing that we really haven't talked about since, the fall feast, Rabbi, right? So two-part question that I think can kind of lead into, especially the direction of this Hebrew month. One, let's get review, okay, on the fall feast of House of David. So I know Rosh Hashanah was tons of fun, right? It was a huge event, awesome celebration. But also Chuck Pierce's, right? Can you give a little bit of review on those two for people watching and listening in this episode, especially how it relates into 5786 and just kind of going throughout this Hebrew month?
Well, what happened at Rosh Hashanah, there was really, it was a packed house here at House of David. And there were so many visitors. And I mean, we had people from all over the world, and the Lord, all of them had testimony saying, and the Lord said, I had to be at this portal. And I think what really happened at Rosh Hashanah, well, there was an intentionality when people said, I must put my feet under the Lord's table with these people, this place, and this portal at this time. And it was intentional. And that was so powerful. And so I think there was an awakening to that. And we were able to make the decree that the biblical year 5786 is the start of the reformation in the ecclesia, in the church, of the one new man, the one new humanity. So we made that decree here at House of David, which is a one new man embassy. We made it here. Then we went to Gloria Zion, to Global Spheres with Apostle Chuck Pierce. Apostle Dutch Sheets was there. several other leaders were in the building. And this is now, this is an international apostolic portal, probably the largest one in the world. And it was standing room. I spoke at 2 o'clock, and I'm so glad they put me at 2. And then Apostle Dutch came in behind me, and the place was packed, standing room only. And I brought a message. I would say I've never been more on fire ever. And I blame it on Chuck. I told him this. I said, it's your fault, because right before I went up, he came up and gave me a great big hug, and he whispered in my ear, and he said, "Don't hold back." And I go, "Oh, gosh."
Yeah. Here we go.
I know. It was like, this is your fault. So I was planning on holding back, because I'm not trying to blow everybody out. But I mean, it was so powerful. And what I did is I took people through the theme, and the word that Chuck had for that conference was stake your claim. So what I basically did is I put on my Jewish attorney hat. I'm not an attorney, but I went into the courts of heaven like an attorney and basically took people through the steps of staking their claim into their new identity, their new purpose, and their new destiny, and their inheritance, and their legacy that they're going to leave, all those stakes, and released it with fire. And with all the apostolic leadership, most of the apostolic leadership in the world was all in one place, screaming, yelling, agreeing, amening, on fire. It was awesome. We had people from all over the world, every different ethnic group. It was probably the most powerful, most unified meeting I've ever been in my life.
Yeah. I definitely wanted you to touch on that, you know, because of the times that we're living in, right? And like, there's been a lot of really powerful teaching that you've had, especially leading up to this episode. And, you know, one other direction I kind of want to go, just to kind of get you to comment on, is just from people that came to House of David, Rabbi, for the different fellowships that we have, for the actual feasts themselves. And a lot of communication I know that Megan's been receiving too, through just the content that we've been producing. I mean, I'm not surprised, but I'm kind of surprised, right? Spoke with a lot of people, Rabbi, that has found the ministry through your podcast and through Megan's podcast over the past year, year and a half, and especially the past couple months. And, you know, had really high testimonies of just what the content, especially in terms of how on point it was from like God's calendar, God's perfect timing, perfect plan, that somehow they, you know, the algorithms fed them an episode that like they've been desperately needing from the Holy Spirit for a long time. And so I was going to get your thoughts on that. But one thing before you get there, if you're watching, if you're listening, especially if you're over on YouTube, Facebook, drop us a comment and let us know how you found the ministry. Was it through a podcast? Was it through a Friday night Shabbat? Or was it through a feast? Let us know in the comments right now. So Rabbi, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, we had a dinner here, and you know, it was just one of the dinners for Rosh Hashanah, and the family that I was sitting with, I asked them that very question. And I said, well, how did you find the ministry? And Sally said, well, I was watching Megan's podcast. And I thought, see, this is working. This is how this was supposed to work. And it was just very refreshing. And now their family, I mean, they're really engaging. This was like, for them, this was like a missing piece. The thing that's interesting about this family, and I don't want to say their name, they'll know who they are, and they're going to watch this podcast. But the Lord has them. These are business people, and they had a great business in a great town, and they've been there a long time and prospering. And interesting enough, the Lord said, guess what? You're going to expand your business into Florida. And sounds kind of familiar to what we're doing, because right now you're in our studios in Florida. I'm in the studio in Oklahoma. So there was this expansion. And for business wise, they really, their business is going well. They don't need to do this expansion, but the Lord expanded them. And I can tell you, this family is so absorbing. They've always been pro-Israel, but now it's not just like them, Israel, them, the Jewish people, all of a sudden, hey, I get grafted in as one new man. Hey, I can work with this ministry. They take care of teenagers. They take care of lone soldiers, Holocaust survivors, and everything in between. And now I actually can be hands-on and participate with something that actually is fulfilling Bible prophecy, which is deep in their soul. So what's happening is they're getting filled with the energy of the Holy Spirit. But the reason they found the podcast is they were searching with the Lord because they had just moved from one part of the country, to Florida to start to expand their business. And anytime you're expanding something, you need more of God. And that's what they did. And they found Megan's podcast and they started following. And what happens is their move, and maybe, I don't want to say desperation, it's not, I don't know them that well. But what happened is they needed more spiritual life and they needed more fire and they needed more peace and they needed community, which they have now with us. And it's just beautiful to watch how it unfolded. But it's interesting that they found us after they took the step of expanding the business to another state.
So let's do this, Joel. What we're going to do is put more information. We're going to put it in a link. We're going to put it at the top of the description of this episode, Rabbi, on how to actually become a covenant partner with us. You'll just click that link. Should be tons of information on that page, Rabbi, for anyone listening, watching, trying to learn how they can actually get involved or just find that community, right? I mean, of course, we love anybody that streams with us, anybody that watches any of these episodes can join us for feasts in person, but there's so much more for you. And so just click that link. We're going to find it. I don't have it right off top, but we're going to put the top of the description of this. If you're listening to the podcast, it's also going to be in the podcast description as well. So Rabbi, let's go ahead and land the plane on this Hebrew month of Shavuot, this episode. What's your final thoughts, final takes as we wrap up?
Well, know that this month is a month to either flow forward or backward. Okay. And let's just make a choice. I want to pray for you right now. Father God, I lift up each and every one who's listening and watching this podcast. And I decree over them to have the intentionality and the conviction to flow forward with the Lord. That, Lord, I ask that you grab their right hand, so to say, and walk them through the narrow place in the month of Shavuot. And, Lord, promote them into the person that they have been called to be according to their calling and their purpose in you, in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Hey, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Kurt Landry Podcast. But before we peace out, do us a favor. If you're not yet subscribed, you're watching over on YouTube, do yourself a favor. Do us a favor because we create a lot of content. There's a lot that goes into it to where we want to deliver daily and weekly spiritual content to you. So all you have to do is hit that subscribe button on your screen right now if you're over on YouTube. Also, make sure to hit the bell notification. All that's going to do is make sure and ensure that your mobile smartphone device is going to get the notifications every single time that we post a piece of content. All right, that's going to do for this episode of the Kurt Landry Podcast. We'll see you next week.